Health insurance premiums are rising several times faster than inflation, and surveys show that this year most employers will ask workers to pay more for their health benefits. Already there's been a two-day walkout over this issue at General Electric. NPR's Snigdha Prakash explains why health care has become the hottest issue at the bargaining table.
When management and labor negotiate health care benefits this year, the key issue will be more than dollars and cents. At GE, the amount in dispute was only a few hundred dollars per worker per year. Labor historian Harley Shaken of the University of California at Berkeley says management and labor are fighting over who will bear the brunt of health care cost increases now and in the future.
Unions feel that if they give a little now in a weak economy, even should the economy recover, this will be a very slippery slope.
And employers, Shaken says, are just as determined to get out their message.
Healthcare is not going to come out of our profits. It's going to come out of your paychecks.
This will be a big debate and a big fight fought out in different arenas all across the country.
Drew Altman is president and CEO of the Kaiser Family Foundation. He says there are many reasons why healthcare will spark a big fight this year. The costs of healthcare are spiraling, the economy is weak, and the balance of power in the workplace has shifted. With unemployment rising, employers have the upper hand.
The likely outcome, I think, is that workers will be paying a bigger share of the health care bill than they've paid in the past. And the thing to watch is whether that goes too far so that it really becomes a barrier to access to needed health care and to health insurance protection for working people.
The next big confrontation over health care costs will probably take place again at GE. The company's contracts with its 14 unions expire in May, and GE has given them notice that it plans more health insurance hikes. Richard Bank, director of the Center for Collective Bargaining at the AFL-CIO, is looking for health care to figure prominently in other negotiations too, in the rubber industry, in telecommunications.
And probably the most highlighted negotiations of the year this fall, when the big three automakers bargain with the United Auto Workers, and there it's almost a dead certainty that both pensions and health care will be an issue.
Helen Darling, president of the Washington Business Group on Health, says the corporate giants she represents can't afford to back down on the health care issue. Health insurance premiums rose at a double-digit pace in 2001 and 2002, and economists project more of the same this year.
No employer likes a strike or wants a strike. But I think we will probably see more strikes. Companies really don't have a choice. We can't have labor costs that are going up at those rates.
Darling says companies could absorb those increases when the economy was booming and profits were high. But she says now that profits have shrunk,
there is a sense of panic that everybody is feeling about the high increases, and there seems to be no end in sight and no obvious easy solution.
In the early 1990s, the last time healthcare costs rose so rapidly, companies controlled costs by moving employees into HMOs. But consumers and politicians have rebelled, so employers can't use that strategy anymore. Unionized workers have some of the richest health plans in the economy. They earned them in the growth industries of the post-World War II boom, industries such as steel, autos, and rubber. The benefits became symbols of good union jobs and a path into the middle class. Edward Fire, the president of GE's largest union, says during last month's strike, one thing came through loud and clear.
The powerful message that I received from our members during the strike is, we ain't giving back.
Workers aren't entirely in control of that, but if union leaders are right, and that sentiment is widespread across the economy, it'll be a long, hard year for labor and management. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.